Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. In this episode, I have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Lachelle Story, author of Pathophysiology, A Practical Approach, which is available from Jones and Bartlett Learning. Dr. Lachelle Story is a tenure-track assistant professor at the University of Southern Mississippi School of Nursing in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Dr. Story has been teaching at Southern Miss for more than 7 years in the baccalaureate, master's, and doctoral programs. Dr. Story started her nursing career more than 16 years ago as an LPN. She received her BSN and MSN from Southern Miss and her PhD in nursing from the University of Mississippi Medical Center. Her program of research includes funded community-based participatory research projects with a focus on community health advisors, adult learning principles, and health disparities. She has publications and presentations regarding innovative teaching strategies, program evaluation, and her research.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Dr. Story.
Thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
My first question is, would you mind telling us about where you work and why you wrote this book?
Sure. I am currently an assistant professor at the School of Nursing at the University of Southern Mississippi. I've been teaching pathophysiology there for the past 7 years. During that time, I've struggled trying to find a book that speaks to our students as well as fits my pedagogy style. Most of the pathophysiology textbooks either bog the students down in copious amounts of information or leave them searching for more. Students would not read the books that I chose, nor would they really connect to the information. Considering the complex nature of patho, it is vital that students have a resource that they can understand as well as that they will use. My pedagogy style encompasses things like empowerment, popular education, and adult learning principles, which I've kind of incorporated from my community-based research that I do. Finding a book that enhances or aligns with that pedagogy was another challenge. This book was written with the students in the forefront and with the intent to bring enjoyment and a sense of wonder to this content, which is often heavy for students to grasp.
Excellent. Thank you. And can you tell our listeners, what are some of the key features and benefits of the book?
Well, when I was trying to decide on what key features and that I would use in the layouts of the book, I really looked at some past student feedback that I had been given, and every detail that I picked out was real purposeful and thought out. Case studies or clinical pictures were used throughout the book to help the students translate information into a clinical setting. Most often they're in first semester when they take this kind of course, and they really have no clinical background in which to apply it to. Mythbusters were inserted to debunk common myths about the content that either the students may have or that the patients that they encounter may have. Learning points were used to help the students understand or remember the content better. These points were often illustrations that I've used in class in the past and that students have often responded favorably to. Throughout the book is a wide range of illustrations and pictures that I used to try to breathe life into the content as well as to break up the information. I went to great efforts to choose figures and images that weren't really found in other textbooks and that are new to this book. Today's students are often accustomed to receiving large amounts of information through technology, but this information is usually in small excerpts. So when students open a book and they see nothing but words, they often are overwhelmed and do not feel compelled to read it. So I attempted to limit the number of pages that were text only. Most pages are broken up with some sort of figure, box, or picture. I also chose vibrant colors to increase the visual appeal. At first glance, they have to want to read the book before they will read it. Additionally, to keep the volume of content down, I focused on content that was necessary for them to build a foundation for other classes, and that is also necessary for beginning nurses. To keep the writing style, I kept the writing style simple, almost conversational, to maximize their understanding. Outside the book, I tried to ease the work of faculty and increase the ability to engage students with resources such as class response questions, prepared PowerPoints, test banks, and a companion website with other numerous resources. I wanted faculty to be able to focus on reaching their students and not have to worry about integrating the text.
Well, it certainly sounds as if you've really thought of everything to make this an engaging and relevant text. Can you tell us what makes your book different from other texts on the topic?
This pathophysiology book is different because it was truly written for students, using students' feedback as a guide. This book provides students with information that is needed for the basis of other classes and as a beginning nurse in a simple and practical manner. The book attempts to meet a variety of learning styles through multiple features to enhance understanding to these complex topics. Finally, this book incorporates empowerment, popular education, and adult learning principles to enhance learning satisfaction and pragmatic application.
Thank you for that response. And finally, why should professors adopt your textbook?
Well, Bill, the beginning feedback from the students that are currently using this book is overwhelmingly positive. They have used phrases like, I love it, it is my favorite nursing textbook, and for the first time in 7 years of teaching pathophysiology, students are talking positively about a pathophysiology textbook, and they're actually using it. This book can help you teach the complex subject matter in a way that will enhance student understanding while promoting joy in the learning process for both the teacher and the students.
Well, thank you again for joining us today, Dr. Story. It was truly a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Bill. I really enjoyed being here.
Well, that concludes this episode of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast series. We've been speaking with Dr. Lachelle Story, author of Pathophysiology, A Practical Approach, about the book, its unique features, and key reasons why professors would want to use this text in their course. To learn more about Pathophysiology, A Practical Approach, or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/pathophysiology. That's go.jblearning.com/pathophysiology. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.